The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Lo! Made dull with the act of sport, the king, with swift decision, hath appointed me Lord and Grand Master of Recreation. And, for an earnest of a greater offer, he bade me from him call thee Thane of Baseball.
Sir, I thank thee, but call you these ballers base?
Oh, base and bastardly these ballers be.
And many a man makes sport with base balls. I charge thee. Tender well the huntsman's hounds. Bid the archer loose his golden shaft and like brave Apollo who ran Olympus. Crouch we here a while. Let us speak of every man's name, which is thought fit to play this rockish sport before the king. Come, sir, know your names?
Ere I name them, sir, I shall have your ear. Know you, sir, of these wayward wanderers whose names thus shift as breezily as the wind?
What mean you? Comedic names?
Nicknames, like Hotspur for Herring.
Or How.
Or How.
Or his French cousin.
French cousin.
Gouffet.
Well, let us prepare. Hark! I here shall name the king's base ballers. Who doth inhabit the primary position? What doth inhabit the secondary? And I cannot tell the tertiary.
Nor can I tell, and this is the matter I come to discuss.
And I tell you, sir, who doth inhabit the primary? What doth inhabit the secondary? And I cannot tell the tertiary.
Names, villain! Know you names?
Indeed, sir.
Who is he, then, that doth inhabit the primary position?
Yea.
Samson.
Who?
The man in the primary position.
Who?
The gentleman in the primary position.
Who?
The primary gentleman.
Who is primary?
Why ask you me?
Sir, I tell you, who is primary?
Sir, I ask you, who is primary?
This will be the man's name.
This is whose name?
Yea.
Pray, sir, tell.
Who?
The man in the primary position.
Who?
The primary gentleman.
Who is primary?
Sir, have you, as it is your business to enact, drawn you these papers of law with the gentleman in the primary position?
Indubitably.
Who, then, is the gentleman that you have drawn these papers with?
Well, verily.
Come, sir. When the primary gentleman hath his sum levied, to who do you levy his sum?
Why, every ducat, and deservedly the payment he hath earned.
Who?
Yea. Though, when absent, his wife may visit sometime in his stead.
Whose wife?
Yea.
Sir, the matter that I come to discuss seems pointedly fixed betwixt your ears. What is the gentleman in the primary position's name?
Oh! Use them not. What is secondary?
I ask not who is secondary.
Who is primary?
I cannot tell.
He is tertiary. Do you wish to speak of him?
Tertiary? How have we come to tertiary?
Your inquiry, sir. Your inquiry.
Have I made the inquiries to the tertiary? Who then is tertiary?
Who is primary?
Fair play, sir. Leave me primary and give me tertiary. The tertiary, gentlemen, what is his name?
You rogue! You rascal! Who in the tertiary? Why, sir, make you this insistence?
Well, who then have I made tertiary?
Indeed, sir, you have, and he belongs not there.
Sir, what is the name of the gentleman in the tertiary position?
What is secondary?
I ask not who is secondary.
Who is primary?
I cannot tell.
He is tertiary.
Zounds! Alack and alas! Hold fast the tertiary, sir, hold fast.
Come, sir, your purpose.
Who is the gentleman in the tertiary position?
Who is primary?
Sir, by the hounds of Sparta, sir, confess, what is the name of the man in the tertiary position?
What is secondary?
I ask not who is secondary.
Who is primary?
I cannot tell.
Tertiary.
Have you, sir, any fielded friend?
Aye, indeed, sir.
The name of the fieldman, Sinister.
Why?
Only, sir, that I thought to ask.
My pleasure, then, on thinking to answer.
On thinking, then, make it so, and answer, who is fieldman Sinister?
Who is Diana Infield?
What is the name of the fieldman Sinister?
What is secondary?
I ask not who is secondary.
Who is primary?
I cannot tell.
Tertiary.
The name of the fieldman Sinister.
Why?
Because!
Oh, he is fieldman intermediate.
Goats and monkeys! sir. I pray you, have you a pitcher?
Come again, sir.
A pitcher. Chuck flinger. A tosser?
A bowler, sir.
A bowler. Have you a bowler?
A pen without a bowler, sir. You jest.
I pray you. The name of the bowling gentleman.
Tomorrow.
A timely amendment, sir, and your answer comes hither.
Only amended, hither I come with an answer.
Proceed, sir.
Tomorrow.
At what tick of the clock? At what tick of the clock tomorrow does my lord expect to know who shall be the bowler?
Now who is not
speak
the bowler?
Speak me who is primary, and I shall give thee bloody teeth! What is the bowler's name?
What is secondary?
How can I tell?
Tertiary.
Have you a catcher, sir? Catcher!
A wicket-keeper, sir.
A wicket-keeper. Have you a wicket-keeper, sir?
Aye, sir.
The wicket-keeper's name?
Today.
Today. Tomorrow's the bowler.
Ah, now methinks thou hast a sense of
it. This band methinks is comprised entirely of thanks.
Something, sir, that I cannot mend.
Well, I too possess skills in wicket keeping.
By my truth, is it possible?
Let us now suppose me wicket keeper.
Yeah?
Tomorrow, bowler of my band doth bowl brazenly for the opposition faces ball.
Yeah?
With arm like Mercury tomorrow bowls, swift like wind, ball meets bat, and baseball at once. I doth make my intention for the primary position. With hand like ice and mind like fire, I thus ensnare the ball and throw it to who?
At last, sir, thou speakest sense.
Sense! I do not sense, I speak!
But thou makest good show and thy mark was hit.
My mark being the primary position.
Quite.
Therefore, who hath ensnared the ball?
Verily.
Sir? The ball, thrown to the primary position, hath been ensnared. Now, sir, who hath ensnared?
Verily.
Who hath ensnared?
Verily.
Who?
Verily.
Verily.
Yes.
So, the ball, thrown to the primary position, is ensnared and kept by verily.
No! The ball being thrown to the primary position is ensnared and kept by who?
Verily.
Ah, sir, thou hast it.
So the ball, thrown to the primary position, is ensnared and kept by verily.
Alas, sir, no!
Ensnared by who?
Verily.
This is what I speak!
Thou speakest, sir, but thou speakest not this.
I spake, sir, and when I spake, the ball was ensnared by verily.
No, the ball is ensnared by who?
Verily!
Now thou hast it!
Who ensnares the ball?
Verily.
Ask me.
Who ensnares the ball?
Verily.
Yes, sir, spoken truth again.
Spoken twice and each breath the same! The ball thrown to the primary position is ensnared and kept by who?
Verily.
Who hath ensnared it?
Verily.
Oh, heavenly powers, I pray ye hath ensnared it. The ball thrown to the primary position is ensnared and kept by whoever doth inhabit the primary position. The baseballer runs to the secondary position. The ball ensnared by who, like Cupid's arrow, doth o'errun him to the secondary position, where it is ensnared by what? What throws it to, I cannot tell. I cannot tell, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yay.
Next ball, threatening to pierce the floor of heaven, hath been ensnared by because. Why? I cannot tell. He is in the tertiary position, and it matters not to me.
What say, sir?
I say it matters not to me.
Oh, sir, that man is our shortstop.
Look out! Because here it comes. I thought I saw it coming. I just had this ringing in my ears that said, here it comes. I know I hear it. I know it's on the way. Here it comes. And I'm telling you, in this event, in that event, and in all events, certainly in this event. What is it? I think it's this. Wait. In that case, in this case, and in every case, coming up. Probably one of the more serious things I ever did in my life. Without my pants. So come on! Everyone! You will be there, and we will be there with you when you are there. What is it? Cthulhu Crackles.
That's you, you know. Cthulhu Calls.
Why'd you point at him?
No, I'm not pointing at him. I'm pointing at you.
No, that's him.
No. You missed that finger right there.
I'm the one that's
that finger right there. Y2K plus 20. We got to get Guinness in here. I think we've broken some records with this show. We are now in its, what, 21st year? I don't know, something like that. Having started before the new millennial, it's me, Frank Atolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. And with me, it's going to be Ray Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Whether or not you think, because he's Cotolo. And then, of course, Jeremy Hall. No, that's not your name. Where did that come from? Your name is so simple that, like, any one syllable word. Jeremy Hall, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremy Hall. Jeremy Swift. Jeremy Bunn. Jeremy. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to have some fun tonight to make up for next week when Jiggy Jaguar is here. Stay with it. Yeah, stay with us. We'll be here. It's time for the show. We're 2020, Y2K plus 20. We never thought we'd say it, but we said it, and it's here. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello, and into every bordello. We have full house tonight. I guess how many would be a full house here? See, they're going on here.
The three of one kind.
They just keep talking.
The rest of the show, this kid's parents. This is a,
they're talking. They've been talking since way before the show began, and they're just having a ball. We hope you're going to have as much fun as we do on this wonderful radio. That's Jeremy Hall. Jeremy Long. Jeremy Longhall. Jeremy Hall, Longhall.
Zeus Swallow.
He's here for the long haul. And Ray Cotolo, who you all know from various programs. And the only person, not that there was anything but people, but the only person ever to substitute for one of these shows out of all those years. Did you know that? It was the only person. I've never had a substitute.
Yeah, get that.
I've either been here or not been here, and very rarely have I been here before 2020. But, 2019, we had a bad year last year in terms of being on all the time because of all sorts of breakdowns, including my own breakdown, a couple of illnesses, not many, nothing big, nothing, you know, and atmospheric conditions, and of course, electric. And of course, not electric is another way of saying it, electric, technical problems, but we are here. So wake up, it's night, and it's never been darker than now as we start a new decade. We no guarantee at all that I will sit here for any reason, even if I mean, not if there's anything like I don't exist anymore, but 2030 is just like out of the question right now. And we need to not even think about how long this has been on and how long it will be on. What we're just going to say, we're here, it's now, now is all that matters. Dingo. Now, you're welcome for the wonderful radio. It continues no matter what anybody tells you, no matter where you go, all the podcasts.
No, it's e-cast.
They're e-cast. That's right. That's right. We decided. Did we do that on the show?
You told me that was a couple of weeks ago. And then last week for Bone Garden, you went and called them podcasts.
I know.
And I couldn't say you mean e-cast because you ban everyone but D.
Ray and I decided some other time, or I might have said it here, I don't know if it is.
No, I stumbled into the house for that show.
Oh, okay, so we did it.
So you had already told this story, right. And so for sake of me being there, you went and told the audience this story again for my sake.
I had to. So many people.
Why do we call them e-cast?
Because it's okay, like here's email. The deal.
Because look. Nobody has, this is Jeremy Long, of course, you all know.
From here? What?
He was, we're gonna move this closer. I haven't even done my junk yet, but.
You sell books, we get it.
We decided that, okay, I'll just do this and then we'll all talk.
It's one of those shows.
We'll have talk for you. The, Now we got to do it again because Jeremy wasn't. You remember Jeremy Long? He was actually and virtually a co-host to this show. What years were those?
That
or
was
that?
What year was that? 2015? No. 2016? I moved in 2014. I think it was 2012 to 2014.
Wow. What? 2 years you were there?
Yeah.
We still
or
had Obama?
Perhaps it was 2013 to 2015 because I left January 2015.
All right, no one's keeping touch. No one's keeping track of this anyway. It's unbelievable to think how long.
My mom's at home. she phoned in and she says it was actually April 27th.
Oh, tonight she's home? Anyway. now I gotta move this in because we gotta try to keep some, the thing is, and most of you might remember him, and you've heard him, and we had some of your friends on over the years too,
mm-hmm.
Who are not your friends anymore, is that it? What? Who, right?
I don't know, some aren't.
Jeremy is a stand-up, a professional stand-up comedian. That means, of course, that he gets paid for some gigs. And the only reason you have
hashtag some gigs.
You're still
not
everybody.
All gigs.
Everybody still does gigs for nothing.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
You know, even the big guys, that's how they warm up, right? They don't get paid those nights they go to work out material.
Sure, no, not drop ins.
No, they just drop. Yeah, you know that. And, Jeremy, of course, not of course. I'm saying of course, but it's not of course. Those of you who have, would it be Prime? Was it on Prime?
Amazon Prime.
Amazon. Those of you who have Amazon Prime may have run into what would be classified under horror? Was it under horror?
Comedy horror.
every horror. Every comedy is a horror.
Horror?
A comedy horror.
Yeah.
Hormity?
Hormity.
That's funny because I didn't.
You never seen comedy horrors?
Because look what?
You never seen the comedy horror film? Is this?
Well, like what? Like Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein? that's a comedy. No,
that
nothing
would be a comedy horror.
There's nothing horrible about
it's
it.
It's like horror. Horror meaning any aspect of the horror genre.
So
monsters.
Young Frankenstein is a comedy horror.
Sure, sure.
Not just a comedy. It's a comedy horror.
In a sense.
Well, then how come they don't say things like comedy western?
For Blazing Saddles, yeah.
Or what's his name? Seth MacFarlane.
By the way, I don't think comedy's horror is an actual genre. We're put a comma in between.
What's this movie you
comedy,
were in?
Comedy, comma, horror.
Was that Doc Semantics?
There's no wonder no one can find this thing. Where?
All they need to do is type in clickbait and then go to the bottom of the list.
clickbait. You go to Amazon, Prime Amazon, and you clickbait. Now they're going, well, what are you talking about? We're talking about a movie which is on Prime, which Jeremy, had co-wrote, right?
Wrote.
Oh, you only got credit? The other guy didn't get credit?
Well, yeah, technically it's co-wrote. I mean, I wrote it and then the director did.
Well, technically is what we're interested in there. Technically, what are you trying to do? Steal
the
guy's...
I'm eating the potatoes.
Tell us the truth. Did he do anything writing? Did he write anything?
Yeah, he added some stuff.
He added some stuff and he immediately gets a byline, right?
Yeah, because...
I mean, we don't have to go into
it. Because I don't have lawyers when the contracts were signed.
Okay, so there's your first lesson. Those of you out there who want to write movies that get out there on Prime and stuff, get a lawyer. That's the first thing you do. Even before you learn to write, get a lawyer. I've seen some of the things on there, and I tell you, I don't know, you know, they just, Prime and more than Netflix, Prime picks up just about anything. Now, I'm not saying that
do.
Because, like, mm-hmm. they picked up yours, you know, but sure. Yours wasn't theatrical releases. It doesn't matter. And they make these documentaries. Have you seen some of those documentaries?
On Amazon Prime?
Yeah. These crazy little cheap things that,
right? Like they're shot on PowerPoints.
Yeah, exactly. You know, The Little Rascals. Did they wear pants? You know, and, did one little rascal feel up another little rascal? Find out on The Little Rascals, and they do the most incredible things, because they have, they must have a very, they're trying to serve many audiences. So they're trying to serve,
Well, it's also a numbers game for them. The more stuff they have on there, they can say, like, we have over a million shows for you to subscribe.
But you know as well as I do. Let me ask you, you go on Prime, Ray.
Yeah.
Did you, how many of the Three Stooges outtakes did you see that documentary? I bet your Zoomers are just loving it. They have parties. They all get together. We want those Three Stooges. That's the way Zoomers talk. We want that Three Stooges. Nobody. You don't watch
I've
it.
I've seen a lot of subpar stuff on Amazon Prime. I hate to call it subpar, too, because no, it's some not.
I'm trying to figure out why Mozart was in the jungle. I still don't get it.
I never even saw that one.
Right?
Yeah, right?
And that was one of their hit shows.
Now, when Clickbait first came out, it wasn't on Amazon Prime.
How many times did it come out?
So, technically, okay, if you count the festival circuit,
okay.
It wasn't for free if you were a Prime member. You still, it was $4 or whatever.
I know, I waited.
You waited. Most people did.
Well, I do.
Now it's Prime, so you can, if you're a Prime member, you can watch it for free.
That's the shame is yes. that you get royalties only if they pay. Or do you get, it's like, I mean, even YouTube gets money for, people watch, so if you people watch it,
yeah,
there's some kind of recompense.
Yeah,
right. Something. He goes, yeah, I'll check my mailbox in a month or two and see if there's 2 or 3 cents in
maybe
there.
Maybe in the next decade, 2030.
But that's okay because you got yourself a credit there, and so Clickbait. If you watch it, in one sentence, what is this about? And that's not for the people out there. That's for me who saw it. No, tell everybody, when you say comedy horror, because it's, people, there's gotta be blood in this people, right, and stuff.
Sure, there's blood.
And there's tension, and, you know, no monsters.
And there's tension.
What?
No monsters.
Tell everyone what it's about.
No monsters, right. Just a stalker. It's a social satire about the dangers of the internet.
Very
and
good.
Social media, where a popular teenage girl who is a internet celebrity of sorts, who will do just about anything for internet fame gets kidnapped by a stalker, and then it's kind of a whodunit mystery from that point forward.
Oh, and you play the pickle.
Yeah, you are.
And spoiler alert, there's a pickle in it, and I play it.
That's right. And it's a masquerade.
I didn't know pickles had genders.
Mickerade. There's a masquerade
it's a costume party.
Yes.
Is that when she's drunk? That's when she gets drunk, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so, you did watch it.
I only watched your scenes.
Well, I went that far.
That's within the first 5 minutes.
No, listen,
I saw you pass a science.
But Clickbait is something you could watch, and we're not telling you that because he makes money. If he was making money on it, we'd tell you that anyway. The point
if I was
is
making
that,
money on it, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Oh, really? Because I remember when you wanted to be here.
Oh, wait. Let's put it this way. If I was making money on it, I wouldn't need a ride home.
Well, Jeremy has lives in California that I've talked about, of course, many times, and a lot of people that we've had on the show still live there. Including Tom Savino. Seen Tom recently,
see Tom,
right?
Yeah, we went to dinner recently.
Good. What did you have?
We went to Gordon Biersch in Burbank.
Okay.
And I believe I had sausage.
Okay.
Okay. That's it? The Cotolo Chronicle audience was clamoring for that information.
Yeah, they sure were.
What did he eat at Gordon Biersch?
So Clickbait's out there and on Prime.
This just in,
we get some new
Cotolo Chronicles exclusive.
All right,
it will be out on Blu-ray and DVD in February.
So February
of the new. Well, now it is 2020. This year.
So
this
you can find year, it at Best Buy.
It will be in stores.
Oh, so this is a good Valentine's Day present, would it be?
Yeah, for all the freaks in your life.
Where are these things? They're available in places like Best Buy, and
I just asked.
It will be.
Did you?
Yeah. I think. Walmart, Best Buy, Target. Now there is exclusive news that I can't talk about, but that will be.
Thanks for sharing.
Follow me on at Jeremy Long on the things and.
Yeah, follow me at Jeremy Long MD
on Twitter. That's just Twitter.
That's Twitter.
On Instagram,
and then,
just at Jeremy Long.
Yeah.
Is Instagram losing favor to a lot of people?
I feel like Instagram's the most popular one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hearing bad things.
Why?
About Instagram. What do you mean,
are
why?
You
I'm
not,
hearing
are
them.
Are you not
I'm
attractive?
From people who are not so crazy. Instagram, is it, have they restricted, have they made any restrictions since Facebook bought them? Because they're Facebook now, right?
Bought them years ago.
Yeah, but they might
also
be,
what restrictions would there be? It's already pretty restrictive. It's just photographs.
Well, in terms of content.
Photos and videos. Oh.
I mean, Tumblr lost everyone when all the sex stuff went.
Yeah. That's true.
Just about
it's
it.
True.
They lost so many.
Here's a true story. My father calls me today and goes, son, have you heard of this thing, Tumblr? Just
today. He said that.
I was looking up photos of the association and I went, did you know that when you-
I was looking at you.
Wait, he says, did you know that when you go to Google, if you click on the image, it'll actually tell you the website where the image is from.
Wow.
And I found this website, Tumblr. Well, they have lots of photos of the association.
Wow.
So for some people, Tumblr is brand new, is all I'm trying to say.
Do you do any comedy about the generations before you? I mean, that's something like, you know, remember I did those lines for What's Her Name Who Disappeared? Who was her name? What was her name? That young girl who wanted to be a comedian, and I sent her some routines about her father. Not Alana. Oh, we're talking about, what was her name? Stephanie or, come on, you on
Becca.
This. Becca? Becca?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was about her father and catheters. Do you remember? I figured like make fun of her dad, and we did some fun things, and then she disappeared.
Yeah.
I don't think it was
like most people.
Like the material, but I mean, it was, the idea of it was, you know, to talk to people of your own age, hopefully they're there, about, you know, boomers and what have you.
I don't do any specific material like that, although.
You're low on catheter material?
Well.
You know.
Catheter material is hard to come by these days. Too many jokers.
You know, if you're watching in the middle of the night, if you're watching TV, you get that one catheter commercial they always have on with that guy who flies. He's a pilot. I don't know what else he does. And he goes, well, what was that name? Lookmasters or whoever it was? Well, Lookmasters didn't say. Well, they asked him, do you have a catheter that works? He goes, oh, yeah. And, like, this is the most exciting thing you have, you know? And pilots everywhere are getting off on catheters. And he said, well, if Lookmaster didn't send me the samples, I might never have the best catheter I ever imagined having.
Exclusive to pilots?
No, it just so happens. And then they show him in his plane, you know, making a bank, and he's banking on the thing. You go, wow, that guy must be comfortable. That's what I get. You're like, wow.
Only with sky high catheters.
Jeez, to fly through the air in a machine and just glide along and not have pains in your privates is just, I don't know. But anyway.
When I was on the plane on the way here, it was delayed for an hour. And when we finally did take off, then the pilot was like, sorry for the delay, folks. We're going to try and make that up once we're in the air. And I immediately thought, oh, he must be using Waze.
What?
Waze?
What is that? What are Waze? Why did I miss
Please
that?
Explain the joke.
Some folks at home, I think, hopefully
sure.
laugh.
No, for the folks at home that didn't. Make them laugh.
It's Waze?
It's an app on your phone.
Okay. I have one of those.
I don't know.
Where you, it shows you the best route to get through traffic.
The best.
But it's Waze? Basically for people who want all their drives to be like the French Connection, because you're going to be driving through alleys. And
so you made a car joke with the plane, like the planes.
You got car jokes and a catheter jokes?
That was the joke.
So Waze doesn't have an app for airplanes. It doesn't, right? That's just for cars?
No.
What are some apps for airplanes?
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a quick break. And take a sip of this water.
This is Cotolo Chronicles here, of course.
I watched Rocket Man on a plane.
Jeremy Long and Ray Cotolo are with us. These guys have not close enough. Pretty soon you'll be catching up. Especially Ray. You may be catching up to the number of times I took planes. It can take you a while yet, though. But I'm not, my number's not increasing, so. But you only go back and forth here once a year.
Once a year.
So you're nowhere near breaking a record. Ray was.
Soon I'll be traveling all over.
Is this a direct flight now?
Oh, yeah.
They do directs from L.A. to Harrisburg?
Not to Harrisburg, to Baltimore.
Oh, you did Baltimore? It's not
and then you drove?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so that was direct, but direct to Baltimore. You know, when I took some planes out of, the last planes I took were out of Harrisburg, uh-huh. Okay? And it said, welcome to Harrisburg International.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, how's it international? Why is it international?
It's not.
But it's Harrisburg International Airport. That's what they call it. And it's like, why? I want to go to Spain.
Well, no.
You can't. Can't go to Spain from here.
The reason why it's international is because like half the flights go to Florida.
That's and Florida, when did they secede from the Union? What do you mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Florida, why? What does that mean?
It means it's Florida. It's like, it's part of the U.S., but also it's like, it's its own entity. Like Texas.
Well,
it's one of those enigmas that when scholars like study social behavior of Americans, they make exceptions for Texas and Florida. Because they're completely different biocultures.
What are they teaching these days?
I know. What are you two? What is this? A college?
I know they
you
have
these
new
things?
Ways of doing math what, too,
name, and name, we have a lot of new drugs.
Name the 47. Ah. They can teach us. Name the 47 states, right?
Isn't it about time we changed the flag?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Oh wow, that's okay. Anyway, where are we? Flights. We're talking about flights. We're talking about catheters. So, Becca.
All the important topics.
We won't tell you. Becca disappeared. I wish I had.
That's right.
I wish I had my. I would tell you those jokes. I wrote them down. Yeah. I think, good jokes.
My favorite one.
About, you remember those?
Oh, you remember
some?
No.
I gave her?
Well, no, not that you gave her.
Oh.
I don't remember any of those. Because I don't think we talked about them.
Oh, we must have. But they were that. They weren't so memorable, but I wanted her to do something about. She went to see, I don't know, it doesn't matter. It reminds me that one of these days I'm going to do a notebook show. What I'm doing is I'm going to take out notebooks, cause I take copious notes and everything is in them. And, Jeremy and I did a show once when we did we did two shows. We did one where, the comedy club, the fake comedy clubs.
Oh yeah. Huh? I still have that. We tore it out. So it's not in your notebook anymore.
Okay. And, well, that's right. Maybe
and I did something similar to that.
And we did a...
well, that's the fake comic club?
I did a tour.
Oh, that's right. He did the tour thing.
No,
right
I there. Did... Well, I remember when we did that on the show, also did a social media post where I'm like...
Yeah, but I did...
See me February 1st at the Chuckle Hut.
Yeah, but I put my face on a graphic and then I...
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you went above and beyond.
Oh, yeah.
I opened Photoshop.
Well, what was the one?
There's a lot of breath left in this bitch.
We had the Chuckle Hut.
Oh, no, now you're trying to remember.
There was giggles and gags.
Giggles and gags. One was just called... One was just called Guffaws.
Guffaws. Guffaws. Yeah, Guffaws.
Come on down to the Guffaws.
Guffaws.
And then there was also,
I don't
those
remember.
Are the, those are the only ones.
I'm gonna do a show and then there'll be a lot of jokes maybe you never heard and I'll find those other jokes and we're gonna talk about a lot of
the
stuff
that we did. You said we did two shows.
Yeah, the other one we did was you were here when I did my, I had a complete list of titles of books I would never
write. Oh, yeah.
Great titles for books. Which I would never write. Now
you're boring you?
What do you do? No, you know, you did this here too. You came here and you were looking at your wrist. Is that an Apple Watch?
Yeah.
So what the hell? Why? What the hell? You got a phone
like,
and everything.
Hey, I'm tuning into the show. And I said, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There's oh, that. So apparently Harrisburg was international at some point.
See?
A couple years ago, a flight from Toronto to Harrisburg.
Phil?
Yeah.
They counted.
$700.
Thank God. They
Phil
counted,
has to chime in.
They counted. Yes, Phil. They
Thanks,
counted
Phil.
Canada. What a wonderful thing to do. That's what would make them international.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not anymore?
No.
It doesn't say anymore?
No flights to Canada.
Well, there you go. But I think they still call it Harrisburg International.
They do.
They want to be like, what, big...
No, that's just the sign it's an airport.
Hey, you know what? Imagine if you haven't been to an airport in a long time, you go to the airport, and you go, and you look around, you want to get something, you don't go to the, and then you see there's a, the machines where you put in money, what's that called?
An ATM?
Vending machine?
No, yeah, vending, oh. Yeah, the things I forget is unbelievable. You go to, did you have a vending machine for catheters? Catheter vending
exclusively for pilots.
Right.
You have to scan your pilot's license before you.
Hey, if the pilots need it, it's not going to be long before.
Well, when I landed in Baltimore, there was a art shop. I was like, I come to the Baltimore airport to buy all my art.
People also like buy luggage at the airport.
Oh,
They Is it do? The whole point of going through the airport to already have luggage?
Now, people who buy luggage at the airport, do they come with, they come with two big bags in
the No, they have one of those old sacks tied to a stick.
They have an old roll of clothes in
there. Carrying it over their shoulder.
I mean, you have any luggage? I have to fit all this stuff in.
Because running late. I didn't have time to stop at Walmart.
Or when they get off, they didn't have luggage.
I think Joel birded a bit about it.
They didn't have luggage. And then when they got off, they said, I think it's about time I bought luggage. And they had all their clothes on. They wore it. You know, I got a shirt under a thing, three pair of pants. And
they just get undressed and fold it and put it in the luggage they just bought walk through the airport naked.
Don't you wish you were here? Well, let me touch on top. Okay.
The other thing I never understood with airports, because I imagine you get this too. The airports are the only place I ever see Chili's. There's no Chili's anywhere else but in airports.
Chili's?
Yeah.
Well, there's a Chili's in Encino. Where is it?
No, that doesn't count.
California doesn't count. Do you still have...
California does not.
No, there's places that will never be anywhere else than California.
I've seen one airport have three Chili's.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I'm going to think of that place.
I didn't bring a coat, and I was quite chilly. Derwiener
Schnitzel.
Derwiener Schnitzel. Do they still have Derwiener Schnitzels?
Those are in California. Yeah.
Nowhere else. Derwiener Schnitzels.
No.
Right? You'd think. Especially like in Pennsylvania, because there's so many Germans, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, on New Year's Day, they said, well, the local news guys, well, you know, the traditional sauerkraut and hot dogs for New Year's, sauerkraut, not just a traditional
the
one.
The New Year's Eve reporters sound an awful lot like the catheter advertisers.
They probably all have catheters anyway. the traditional sauerkraut and the... Someone actually said to me, sauerkraut, that's like the traditional?
Anyway, that's what you're supposed
because
to
of
eat.
Germans, yeah. Because of Germans, I guess. Dutch. Because the Dutch, a German Dutch.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Sauerkraut and yogurt.
Yogurt, sauerkraut and yogurt. Yep. Ooh.
I don't like either of those.
Cool.
Why did we mention that?
Oh, we were talking about
Dutch. You were talking. He brought up Chili's
and Wiener Schnitzel.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be a place called Zum Zum in New York. I've talked about this a number. It was a great place. Great place. And they couldn't make it because it was a great place. Hey, by the way, you know the Super Dollar Store?
The Super Dollar Store?
Yeah, there was a in the mall.
What's the difference?
In the mall near, what?
What's the difference between the Super
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. This dollar store was great for a number of reasons. Okay, and this is the main reason. They had anything they had, okay? And I know you're going to laugh. It was a dollar.
That's the concept.
But it's not true in most dollar stores, because dollar stores have $2 things. There's Five Below.
Yeah.
There's $2.50 and up. I don't know. There's whatever there are, okay?
That's what I call it.
This place,
night.
No matter what you bought,
Five Below.
It was a dollar. And when I first went in there, I said, I guess they make money because they sell things that aren't worth a dollar. There are things that are overpriced for a dollar, right? And that makes up for the things that are,
overpriced? A single Tootsie Roll?
Well, lots of things. But the point is, the things that weren't worth a dollar.
Investing wise.
But wait a second, I said, I'm gonna get as much as I can here now, cause this place is not gonna exist. In this economy or what have you, how do you get from a mall?
Everything was
a dollar. I just learned the other day that they closed. After we went to coffee, I said, I'm gonna go to the dollar store, get like five things.
The Super Dollar Store.
The Super Dollar Store.
Wait, in the mall.
Guitar Center. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Wait, no, that one didn't close down. I was there.
Not the other day. It's gone.
What do you mean? I went to that dollar store.
Not that day.
Which one?
After coffee?
Yeah.
This week?
Not there. You didn't go because it was closed. What did they do? Move?
The one by Guitar Center.
Yeah, it's across from Guitar
Center.
Yeah,
I was there.
Not there. That wasn't there.
What do you mean? I went into the dollar store.
All right. Something's wrong
here.
We don't need this.
It was the same day.
Let's not settle this on the air.
We're gonna have to take a short break.
it was fascinating because so many dollar stores have other stuff, you know, and that happened because you know when the first one ever started, when they did dollar stores, I would always go in and yell to the person across the way, "Excuse me, how much is this?"
Remember? That reminds me.
Did we do that?
No. What?
What?
But you and I went into one of the outlets over here and went into. The clothing store, Guess. You just were like, toothpaste, Francis Ford Coppola,
$4.99.
And this is why it's so hard for me to do any kind of comedy live. You could, because no one understands what I'm talking about. The general public, you know, everybody overshoots comedy. Do you believe, don't you think so? I mean, sometimes you say something and a whole bunch of people let you go, God, I never thought anyone would laugh at that.
Oh yeah.
Because comedians try to be like really clever and stuff, right? And there's so much comedy going around. And yet, people laugh at the lamest things. Which is why probably there's so many comics, I guess. Because people, you know, just trying to be funny, thinking they're funny. But I was always amazed at that, how it was like, geez, you don't work so hard, you know? There's only 5 jokes in the whole world, you know, and just put them in place. So like if you go to open mic, how many people generally at an open mic get up on stage?
Oh, we're gonna have very different.
Yeah,
answers.
because
that's why I'm asking each one of you separately,
one at a time. In this area, the only people in the audience would be open micers. Very rarely would very rarely people from the street would come out and watch people perform comedy.
Oh,
and otherwise,
that's the worst.
Otherwise, it was around 20 to 30 people getting on stage.
Because comics, you found this too, but you know this too. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Were you playing? You were doing the old wrist thing.
Well, that's why.
How much did that cost? $217?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, okay.
That's why my answer.
Do your glasses? Or you got the glasses? Do you have those Microsoft glasses?
Who's got your nose? Can I see it? I'm watching Seinfeld right now while we're on the air through my glasses.
Go ahead.
My answer is the same as Ray. It's just. There's a lot more
rejects.
Comedians.
Oh yeah.
That at the open mic, cause it's LA and it's not.
But I say rejects because you were telling me the way they do it is that there's some people that would come out to try and get on, but it's all randomized at some places.
Well, at many places, in Los Angeles, they'll run the open mics on a lottery system where you write your name down at the beginning of the night, and then if it gets pulled, you get to go up and do your 3 minutes. And if your name doesn't get pulled, yeah.
So we got 5.
Well, we're in LA, and there's a lot more people at the open mic.
Yeah, but our people suck.
And so you could go and be there for the whole 2 to 3 hours and not even go up. Mm-hmm. But to mirror Ray's answer is, it is all... Almost entirely, if not completely, open micers.
Okay, well, isn't that like the worst place?
It is the worst.
But it's the only place.
Which is why I won't... It's the only place for some people.
That's true.
I will often put new jokes that I'm working on in my actual shows that I'm doing, like if I'm headlining or something, because I feel like I can get a better gauge on if they're good or not in front of an actual audience instead of a group of other comics. Who are curmudgeon-y
and trying to write that
working
same joke.
On their own
nobody
material.
No a room playing to a room full of comic wannabes mostly because they're not like doing this all the time, right? So
some of them
that's really unfair because they don't want anyone to be as good as they might be, right?
So even if they thought the joke was funny, they won't let you know that they thought it was funny.
Yeah. But also it's a friend system. It's very much clicky.
Oh, all the open mics are clicky. Yeah. And I went with a comedian friend of mine. It might have been last year, and it was the first time I had been to an open mic in quite a while, and I did some new stuff, but I also mixed it in with some stuff that I've been doing for years that I know works because I do it at my headlining shows and it crushes, and not a peep from anybody, and so that's how you know. That's how you know, because I left there thinking, like, I know that's good material. I've been doing it for years, and nothing.
So
these
who
people.
Is it actually for? Is it for the people who, do the people listen, the people who hire? Or are they listening, too? Is it more like an audition? I mean, what good is it other than to work out stuff?
It can be an audition, depending on where you go. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Comedy Store or the Improv or something, even Flappers, they'll have somebody in the background, you know, the booker or a talent manager or something, listening for somebody that they like to invite them back for a showcase or what have you. But there's open mics all around LA where literally it's just to go test out material. And it's not a comedy club. It'll be like
but
a
how can
bar.
You test material?
Well, I have another question. With like those talent managers and such, have you noticed like occasions where comics at an open mic might bust, but they still get picked up on the roster?
Well, I haven't taken notice because I get
I understand too big.
The HE double hockey sticks out of there the minute it's over.
That's,
yeah. So I don't know what. He's like, what?
Hell.
The hell does that mean? Oh, hell. H-E double hockey
sticks. That's an old one.
That's a stupid thing. I've never heard of stupid.
It's what Whiskey Dad's.
Who says that?
I don't know what success other comics have and whether or not they would, no, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But, so I don't know.
The best system I've ever heard about is at Guffaw's.
At Guffaw's, they just take anybody. How long have you been doing
it? The one that just opened?
You have a pulse?
The one that just opened? Happy Noise? How about that?
Happy Noise.
Happy Noise is a good way to see. We keep coming up with more and more.
How about that new one that opened down the street?
Which one?
Hand skin to hand skin.
I like that. That's right near the yoga place. One hand clapping. I go, you're listening to, and you're welcome for the wonderful radio. This wonderful radio. This show is, and I'm going to tell you right now, even the fun that we've had in the past 46 minutes is more fun. It's better than who? Norm Crosby. Who else has a podcast? Gilbert Gottfried.
Norm Crosby?
Norm
Crosby has a podcast?
What's his name?
Norm McDonald?
Yeah, that's it. Norm Crosby is dead. Remember Norm Crosby?
Yeah, and even if he was alive, he wouldn't have a podcast.
No, sure he would. Don't old fellows have old comedies, keep guides happen? Anyway, you're welcome for the wonderful
Noam Chomsky.
Right here with DNY2K plus 20. I was going to say stuff, but it doesn't matter. I am the,
Y2K plus
the
20.
bard of broadcasting. I do want to say a couple of things coming up this year sometime. Who do we have coming up here? We're looking for Dr. Popoli again. We've kind of lost track of him, but he'll be back.
Jesus.
We're going to have,
he's a slippery
though. Who else?
You heard this one?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, no.
Jiggy's next week?
Jiggy. That's right. Next week. I always forget that. You know, I suppose that this is amazing. The Jiggy Jaguar Institution, and it really is an institution. This organization of Jiggy Jaguars is amazing. He's been doing this since almost before me. You know, because you used to have to make segments at one time. It wasn't live, you know, and then that people would play the segment, and then you'd like do it like on a media player. Uh-huh. You put the segments in and you put a song or something like that. It was crazy, right? So Jiggy goes back to those days, all right? But the thing is that every time there's going to be a Jiggy show, can you make it at this time, at this precise, at this time, this thing, and I go, okay, let me work it out. I work it out, you know, and it's either yes or no. I'm honest with him because I don't want him to say things and then I don't show up. Okay. All right. So I say, yes, I've looked through all of my dates, all of the times and everything. I will be there.
Yeah.
Good. He goes, great. Right. So then the afternoon of the gig, I get an email. He goes, can you do Thursday instead? You know, it's like, what? You know, how many times I went, no, I can't just, you know, and it's so funny. One time, he's usually on the 2nd of January, the 2nd week in January.
2nd January of the year?
And one time he got sick, which is okay. That's a good excuse. You got the flu, all right?
Sure.
But he didn't tell me. For all I knew, he died, and we were talking about it.
Oh yeah,
I did an obituary for him.
Yes,
Jiggy's gone because you know he would never just not tell and show. You know, he's going to show up on this program.
That reminds me. Who was it that sent out the R.I.P. Frank Attolo as a joke?
Yeah, that was a lot.
Friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Years ago.
Gee, you know, we can't remember things.
To everybody you knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember
peace.
That was
and I was like, I remember I was at Coco Diner, like, what the? H-E double hockey stick?
What the?
What the, France?
You know what?
Oh, yeah. Can I tell them the story?
Okay, go ahead. Okay. So, let me just say this.
In context, it's very funny.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I was talking to you, your host, Frank Attolo, on the phone. Hey, I'm going to be back in Pennsylvania.
Tell him this while I go to the bathroom.
For the holidays.
I'll take a whiz while you're doing that. Fix my catheter. Go ahead.
I was talking to your host, your father,
yes.
Frank Attolo. Hey, I'm going to be back in town in Pennsylvania, where Attolo Chronicle Studios is located. Would love to be on the show, so on and so forth.
Real LA speak, yeah.
He said, yeah, and my watch, time to stand, says my watch.
Your technology tells you when it's
just
time
to
move.
Just so you're all up to date, that's what's happening. Okay, Frank says, I'm not saying, can we say it on here? Okay.
Don't say it a lot. Phil gets angry.
Okay. Who, Bill or Phil?
Phil, you know.
He said, Frank says, I'm not saying fuck anymore.
Wait, and instead of saying, oh, you can come to the show, he goes into this?
Yeah, we got very quickly sidetracked. I'm not saying fuck anymore. And I was like, oh, why? Well, that's too overused, says Frank. It's too overused, it's lost its meaning. It doesn't have the same meaning anymore. I said, what are you saying instead? And he said, France.
Yeah. Wait, you went back to that? I thought you gave up on France. You're looking for a different word.
This was probably, this was previous to him giving up on it. And I said, okay, great. Then, then we talked for a little while on the phone. And at the end of the phone conversation, he says, can you text me? I was driving. Can you text me when you get home? Because I don't think my texts are working. I called the phone company. They said it's fixed, but I haven't been okay, I'll text you when I get home. So I sent him a text when I get home. I didn't hear anything for like an hour or two. But then I get a Facebook message that says, all right, guess my phone's not working. No more texts for me until I figure out what the France is going on over here.
He said that to me too.
And it just didn't work. There's something notoriously evil about that word. For some reason or another, it just, I can't find a substitute for it. I did away with a number of curse words that I thought was getting in my daily of.
Well, now you have itchy double hockey sticks.
I'm going to do them all. I'm going to go, if someone asks me a question, I'll go, W E double hockey stick. I'll tell you. Hey, wait, somebody's at the door, B-E, double hockey stick.
Did somebody ring the D hockey puck, R, B, E, double hockey stick? It's only hockey reference.
What the puck? Hey, we can say that too.
What the umpire?
Maybe puck is it. Maybe puck is the word.
Puck? You could say
what
puck.
The puck? Right?
Well, puck rhymes with it. Pucking, France you were doing because it just has an F.
I want to, what's the matter with that watch?
My watch is telling me to breathe now.
What are you talking about?
Because it monitors your heart rate and then sometimes it'll be like, just breathe.
Really?
Yeah.
What else does it do? Not that we want to do a commercial for it, but what the heck? Why? Give me the main reason why you wanted that.
The biggest reason that most people would want it, including myself, or it's a big reason, is the activity app that it'll monitor your heart rate and your EKG.
Your EKG.
Okay. And it will, mine will even monitor my sleep patterns to try and give me tips to have a better night's sleep. And it has this whole activity.
Laying down? Is that a tip?
Yeah, what is a tip to have better sleep?
Close your eyes?
Don't take cucumbers and onions to bed and eat them.
Does it tell what you can eat based off your stench?
Yeah, what does it do?
Wow.
Does it smell you?
I just started using it.
Go ahead, tell us more features.
But the activity app, it'll encourage you to complete what they call your three rings. One ring is your move ring, the next ring is your exercise ring, and the next ring is your standing ring. And you do certain things throughout the day, and it'll remind you, like, hey, you should get up and stand now and walk around or whatever. And so I encourage you to get more exercise in and not just sit around all day, which is helpful because it's kind of like almost having like a gym teacher. What do they call this?
This is kind of health regimen. There's a health regimen.
There's a health regimen involved that a lot of people find very beneficial.
Why? Is that because
they forget to move.
No, well, but you're forgetting to move.
People who sit all day, like myself at our job.
Uh-huh.
So
you do sit up too, as well as stand up.
I've heard that one. Whoa! Also, I was certainly a big component.
You are definitely a big component. You ever see this guy? And we're not talking about obese. We're talking about a frame. Yeah, I mean, they're thinking of remaking Bride of Frankenstein. And you can meet with what's his name? Javier Bardem? Yeah.
Javier Bardem.
Okay, go ahead. What else? Talk about this watch.
So, well, it makes you move.
Okay, aside from the health benefits, it's good for people who are in meetings a lot, because it's easy to quickly glance if you get a text message or a phone call and be like, oh, that's not important.
So you can't do a call on there, can you?
Yeah.
You like Dick Tracy? You don't remember that, right?
No, I watched Dick Tracy.
You knew about the two-way wrist?
Yeah, but that's now you can do that. You can take phone calls on here and talk. It's
Does it tell time? It's a watch. Yeah. It does, of course.
It's right there.
And it has pictures on it?
Pictures, time, weather, calendar.
Can you shower with it?
You can shower
with it. Is it really waterproof?
Yeah.
Wow. Who would want to shower with that?
I don't know.
Me.
You would?
Yeah.
Mine's actually giving me a rash, which is worrisome.
For the people at home that are wondering, can you explain like what kind of rash it is in detail?
I believe it's a reaction to the metal.
It's interesting that you
what
say
kind of metal?
You know, because every new thing that comes out, whether it's you are big. You are so large. You put your arm on something, you take over the whole table. This is why you're not getting a lot of invitations to dinner. Jeremy's coming. You better have an extra 3 plates and a couple of chairs.
You have a new table?
The man is big. It's good, though, because remember the time you had that fight with that guy? Remember the guy you had a fight with at some comedy club? Do you remember that? I remember you told me about this fight you had with some guy.
In California.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that guy.
Was he bigger than you?
Yeah. You know, he must have been bigger than
you. He was big. He was a big black fella.
Why does that matter?
What do you mean by fella?
Just paint the picture.
We are here at the first hour of the Cthulhu Chronicles tonight. And we could be on as long as we want, but we're not going to be on that long. Because, you know, we can only go so far here. And we're here with Jeremy Long. And Ray Cotola.
We're not even in the second hour yet. No.
We're going into it now. We're talking about your Apple phone.
Well, we don't need to boast their sales anymore.
No, they don't. Well,
they're doing just fine.
Are they? Is that really doing well? A lot of people have that.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Very large amount of people.
Really?
Have this.
Can it be
very large people like him?
Very large people. This is the fifth generation, so it's been.
And it can be hacked, right? Someone can hack your phone.
My phone or my watch?
No, your watch, I mean. That's what
I
mean.
Everything's hackable.
I guess technically, sure.
That's the name of my new book, by the way. Everything's hackable.
And just a picture with you on the front cover with an axe.
You like that? That's funny, eh?
An axe and an Apple Watch. Hey.
How about it? You should do that the next time you go to Spit Laugh.
Spit Take?
Yeah, what would that say? I was trying right off the top of my head. I didn't think of one. The next time you go to Wobbles.
I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that were on our list.
I don't know. You ripped it out. You didn't even copy.
You ripped it out.
I ripped it. I gave it. I'm not going
to
need it, right?
You're like, we're never doing another show like this.
The Clown Shop? How about that?
I think there was a clown
one. Was there a clown one in there?
Yeah.
Clown?
Giggles and Gangs, Guffaws.
Giggles and Gangs. I wonder if we got... Wait, let's try something.
I have a picture of it.
Okay, good.
It's somewhere on my...
See if it's on there. I'm going to do something here that I think might be fascinating.
I'm going to find it right now.
Right here. Everybody... I hope nobody left. From at the beginning of the show, the collage had this very strange Shakespearean version of the Abbott and Costello Who's On First.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people went, what the heck's going on? Wrong show. You know, people who really know it know it wasn't a long show. Wrong show because of, I'm going to look for something here. I'll bet you they have it.
Found it already.
Okay.
Well, so this was a post from 2014. Hey guys, here's my upcoming tour dates for my end of the summer comedy show.
Okay, now these are fake comedy club names, but they're great. They should be. And for all we know, since we did there might be. That's what I'm going to look up, but go ahead. He's laughing already.
I forgot about this
one. Oh my God, you got
it. If you can make it, Tony, please do. Here are the show dates. July 18th, the Chuckle Hut.
Chuckle.
Do you like how I did not even include the location? Like, not the Chuckle Hut in Tennessee.
Yeah, right.
July 25th. Big Grin's place.
Big Grin, I like that.
Big Grin's place.
Oh, wow.
August 1st, House of Ha-Ha's. At August 8th, I'll be at the Punchline Emporium.
Oh, yeah. That have to be the Punchline.
I had one that was the Goofball Emporium.
Then August 15th is Goofalls. And, August 22nd, I'll be headlining at Laugh Out Loud Funnies. And here's my new favorite that I totally forgot about. On August 29th, I'll be at Smiles Incorporated.
Yeah, but did you ever do a show at Sir Laugh-A-Lot?
Sir Laugh-A-Lot.
There we go. Right there.
What about at Pain in the Sides?
Whoa. There you go. Pain in the teeth? See?
I did a headlining show at the Heimlich Maneuver.
That's a good one.
I know. That's really offbeat. I like that one, Dad. You know? What chokers? I mean, maybe
chokers.
You know,
I'm not chokers.
Wait a second. You know what you could do? You could make that the restaurant right next door to the comedy club Chokers. Go to eat at the Heimlich Maneuver.
My favorite part about this post is the top comment. The very first comment is: are any of these near Harrisburg? Somebody thought those were real places.
Oh my! See.
Someone did the same thing, even though there was one club called Heckle My Jekyll.
Oh,
that is the last word.
Really?
Yeah. Now, what was that other
show? Wait a second. Now, before we go on with any of those, there's a list of real names at Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Let's get this here going. Ready? Let me go through this one by one. Okay, man. Let me get this here. Okay.
I like that.
We won't tell them where they are, but these are real Gut ones busters. Now, okay?
Gutbusters.
Ad libs?
I think Steve Harvey was.
If Chucklehead's probably on the list.
You think there's real?
I can't believe
that. After that show? That was like, what, 6 years ago?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, somebody listened.
Annoyance Theater.
Somebody listened to Cthulhu Chronicles in 2014 and opened up a Chucklehead.
Oh, wow. Everyone's performing at a brand new workshop.
Hey, open up your Chuckle Hut. That's a guy said, hey, open up a Chuckle Hut. Okay, here we go. What do we have?
That one's just called Bananas.
Bananas Comedy Club.
Bananas, yeah. The Annoyance Theater.
Yeah.
Annoyance Theater? Bananas Comedy.
This is gonna be a long list.
Comedy Club. Brave New Workshop.
Catch
not
a
even
Rising
funny.
Star, okay. Chicago City Limits. Cobbs in San Francisco, yeah.
Sure.
Coconuts. Yeah. They just name them after fruits and vegetables. The Asparagus House.
I've been to that one, too.
The Asparagus House?
Comedy Store, Comedy Works.
The Funny Bone. That's a chain.
Funny Bone. Gotham. That's the Manhattan Governors. See, these are nowhere near, nowhere as inventive as ours,
right?
Yeah.
Helium. I've been to that one.
You've been to the Helium?
Yeah, I performed at the Helium.
Wow, it takes your breath away.
Did you do Philly's Funniest? Is that what you're doing?
I don't remember.
Were you playing this week? At the Helium!
Yeah, but you could also be at the Improv Asylum.
The Improv Asylum. The Ice House.
I've also performed at in Pasadena.
Yeah.
That used to be
Laugh Factory.
Well, all over the world.
Yeah,
or the country, rather.
Yeah, the international Laugh Factory. What if somebody...
The Hee Hee Factory.
Yeah. What if somebody did, like, the Comedy Store is the famous, right?
Sure.
I don't know if that's trademarked or anyone. What if someone opened a place and called it the New Comedy Store? Could they get away with
that? What if somebody opens up the Comedy Warehouse?
That probably exists already.
More than just the store.
All right. Why? What warehouse? Where is there...
The Comedy Shipping
Center.
I'm
talking about a legal thing. Could you open up the new
Mine
comedy
was legal,
store?
Too. Yeah.
Why?
Do you think they
Battery Warehouse, you mean? Because of Battery Warehouse?
No,
because...
Warehouses
the are...
The Comedy Fulfillment
The Comedy
Center?
Warehouse instead of the Comedy Store.
Oh.
You think they would get...
See, I didn't get the joke, so obviously they didn't get the joke. Anyway.
But there's Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Hey, I've been to that. Hey, look. Monsters, Inc.
Laugh Floor.
Laugh Floor.
And, of course, you go to
Mark Ridley's
Comedy Castle. As opposed to Mark Ridley's Comedy Garage. Mark Ridley's Comedy Parking Lot.
The famous Royal Oak, Michigan. Yeah. Now, look up there. MI's West Side
Wait,
Comedy
Wait, what
were
we talking about with the Ice House?
Do you see the... I was just saying that the Ice House used to be, I think... a music venue before it was a comedy club because Tumblr famous The Association used to play at the Ice House. At the Ice House? Back in the day. Now look, MI's West Side Comedy Theater, that's where Andy Dick and I did our...
Which one, this one?
Our monthly show there in Santa Monica, the Long Dick Show.
Monsters of the King, of Mark Ridley, National Comedy Theater.
Punchline.
Was at the Punchline.
Sandy. Purple Onion.
Look at this, Punchline, two words, and Punchline, one word.
And Sandy Springs.
So nobody's getting...
So no one's getting sued.
Wait, people just stand up at Second City? I thought it was purely stage shows.
What was this?
Oh, defunct. Here's the ones that closed. Look at this.
This is the list we've been looking for.
This is brand new. No, this is first time ever on E-Cast.
Wait, one sec. I heard of that one in New Jersey, the Stress Factory.
Yeah, I've heard of that one too.
Zanies. Yeah. They're thinking like us. Here we go. You ready?
All jokes aside.
Friars Club of Beverly Hills. What?
That club?
What? That's a comedy club?
Oh, comics clubs?
The San Francisco Comedy Condo.
Hot Holy City Zoo. See?
Now,
that's it.
That's not all the comedy clubs.
That closed.
No, but even the list above, there's so many more.
Stand Up New York.
Yeah. American Comedy Troops, no. And that's it. So we really aren't,
Close down more comedy clubs so we can add to this list.
So we're wrong.
Or open up more after listening to this show.
Yeah. Well, like, there are a bunch of those offbeat venues that weren't even included, like Meltdown and all those other places that... Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. There were several that weren't on that list
that
I know about, and I'm sure there's several that I don't know about that weren't on
And there are many that the police should never find out about due to fire laws.
Actually, the Meltdown would be...
Good time
to
replenish
your
precious bodily fluids while I tell you...
There's a place in Philly that closed down because...
Oh, Fred Malamud. You probably have heard of Fred.
I know Fred.
He was on the show, Fred. Fred Malamud is, and he's coming back. Yeah, he was on the show. You know Fred?
I actually know Fred personally.
Yeah, because he's been in tons of...
Oh, he's the Woody Allen guy?
Yeah. Oh, you should tell him if you see him again that, I'm going to call him. He was on because, Charles Dennis gets a lot of people on. And Fred Malamud's, what's the matter? Gotta go? Is it
time to stand? Time to stand.
Time to stand. Okay, time to shut up. How about that? Did it say that?
Now it thinks I'm talking to it, and it heard you say shut up.
Really?
Yeah, the watch. Because you can ask it, like you can talk.
Is that a form of AI? Yeah. What was that? Is that a form of AI?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe one day it'll take over my wrist and...
AI for ASSs. How about that?
ASSs.
A bent hockey puck. Double bent hockey puck. No, not hockey puck, hockey stick. Oh, forget about it.
Wait a second. I got a new one. It's a new TV commercial for something we all know and love and have eaten all our lives. J-E double hockey stick. Oh. How about that? Yeah. J-E double hockey stick. Oh.
No, Jello. It'd be J-E double hockey stick. Hockey puck.
Yeah, cause it's an O.
Oh.
Hockey puck.
J-E double
I used it earlier. I said, is somebody ringing the D hockey puck, puck R?
Have you been on the show?
It's funny how I missed that here on this program. I have so much fun. Okay.
You're too busy looking at your watch.
Fred Malamud is coming back.
When's he on?
He was on a couple of weeks ago with his son, who was, in a, TV series. A YouTube series, done by, Charles Dennis, and we had a couple of other people too that were really cool. We're going to try to get him on again.
I'll write to Fred.
Do you know that Fred has appeared in more Woody Allen movies than any other actor?
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, so I think he's been in seven of them, and even eclipses, as they say, Tony Roberts.
Had a great role in
who?
Fred in Dragged Across Concrete last year.
What is that? Is that a play or something? What? Dragged Across Concrete?
Yeah, that's a...
Tony Roberts was in the movie? Is that a movie?
Fred was in it.
Oh, Fred. Fred was in Morning Show. He's in the Morning Show.
Really? What's his
he
role?
He plays Steve Carell's manager.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy.
Fred and I did a show at Flappers once.
He did stand-up?
No, it was more of like a
recital
variety show.
Here, oh, here, I
and
think
he
it was
being
here.
Interviewed with because he played. He, it was a Lady Dynamite thing.
Okay,
because he plays on Lady Dynamite. He plays.
What is Lady Dynamite? I don't know the show.
Maria Bamford's Netflix show.
I don't
that
know.
Got
her.
Canceled. So
you don't
played.
Know Maria Bamford?
No. Not unless you show her my face.
Well, he plays Maria Bamford's manager on
oh,
the show.
Oh, wait a second. I did see, that's Maria, I did see that. Yeah, play her manager.
Well, he plays her manager,
right.
And then her real manager is also named Fred, I believe.
Wow.
And then they were doing a talk.
Wow, Fred, such an odd name. Imagine there are two actors named Fred. Oh my God, that must be a sign of the apocalypse. Go ahead.
They were doing like
put that away. Hit your arm with your
stand up.
They were
stand up, and tell them you're from York. We're gonna have Jonathan Geffner is gonna be on. He has a YouTube series. I don't know if it started yet with Jonathan Geffner, who's he's one of those great piano players who for some reason or another doesn't do that for a living. But he's been on this show before because he did a. A Trillo, he's a ventriloquist also.
Okay.
Trillo and Suede. And he'd been on the show before too, and he's a,
how do you spell his name?
Jonathan Geffner.
What's this?
That's where I got the scrap paper.
Oh, okay.
The company. YouTube? Trillo. Oh, Trillo and Suede? You see him there?
Geffner and Friends.
Yeah.
Hanukkah! Exclamation point. Okay.
Yeah. He's gonna be on again, now that the show is moving. Along, and we're going to have him on. He's been on before. He is a connoisseur of Harpo Marx, and he really knows everything there is to know about Harpo,
okay.
And loves the Marx Brothers at least as much as I do. Gary Popoli is going to be on talking about vaping one of these days. We're going to talk about the end of Yahoo Groups. Yahoo Groups going in a toilet, okay, in 2020.
Are they?
Yeah.
Going the way of MySpace?
We're gonna have, I said Fred. We're gonna have, we'll have, Dennis will be back. Charles Dennis will be back.
Nothing but unsigned band.
I guess I don't know if a lot of things here when I said was gonna happen. Jiggy Jaguar, of course, next week. You'll want to put that in the time capsule, I'm sure. yeah, that was the name of the show. The name of the show is Jake Kiel. JAKEKIEHL. He's in it. If you look it up, if you look up Jake Kiel,
it's a YouTube show.
Yeah, you'll see Fred Malamud. He's in it, and his son is the child.
So Fred knows Charles too.
But. Yeah, Charles knows everybody. He's an amazing man, he's a great guy, and the first man ever to make a feature film on a
iPad.
Oh. Yeah, feature film. Actually played. Somewhere. What else do I actually played somewhere? Listen to me. We're also gonna get Jason Emmett, who is the Coconut Monkey Rocket. I don't think anybody talks about the Coconut Monkey Rocket as much as I do. Coconut Monkey Rocket is just about the best band ever.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember this. All the way back in 2013.
Yeah, and they're made up of, pieces of things, pieces of stuff. Anyways, it's a fine month. Now, and also, we're gonna have, there's another group called Martini Bomb. Same idea. And that's Eric and Ryan. That's two guys. We're gonna try and get them on. Jason's gonna be on as soon as the Coconut Monkey Rockets. The new CD is done. That's right. The second Coconut Monkey Rockets.
They're still
Rockets.
On CDs?
Yeah, they
you
do.
You can get them at CD
I get, no, you
Baby.
Can, you, go to, you could go to, Coconut, it must be CoconutMonkeyRocket.com and get, buy the ones
.com.
That are there. They're great, man. Yeah. What? Great stuff.
.net.
What else did we? Were we gonna do? JQ. We got him. We got that. Popoli. I should make sure because I haven't talked to anybody in a long time.
Okay,
oh boy. Frank has books. Find them on Amazon and what other places.
Also, don't forget if you go to Cthulhu,
okay, forget Amazon Prime.
If you go to CthulhuChronicles.com, and if you scroll. Through
Breathe.
The, on the left, you just scroll. You know how to scroll. Scrolling now is, people, they know how to scroll. When you're born, you know how to scroll.
You come out of the womb.
You don't come
scrolling.
Out of the womb, you're scrolling. And if there's you read about shows from the past, at least up to what, 2006 or whatever it is we have there. We don't have all the shows because at one time you really could not record these shows. But, if you see a show, write down the date. We'll find, because that's the only way we can find it in the archives. And so if there's a topic we went over or what have you, I will play that or portions of that show so you can hear it if you didn't hear it the first time, because that was many years ago. Plus, I never do it as well as I did it the first time. So we've had a lot of people talking about, there have been people who have asked for various shows. For instance, the Brooklyn Dogs. The Brooklyn Dogs is a good show.
From February 2008.
Yeah, February 2008. Brooklyn
Dogs. That's
the
name of my new book, by the way.
This is all about.
I came out of the womb scrolling.
Oh.
Scrolling?
Scrolling.
That's a late callback.
Well, February. That was February 8th. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna do the Brooklyn Dogs again. We also have a couple of, so you can go and ask, and then you write to me at Cotolo@yahoo.com. Let's see if we got, some more here. I've not gone through this for a long time. What?
What's this?
This is the great broadcast. You're listening to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know? And I know I wrote this because John Steinbeck's original title of Rodents and Hombres. That's a mice and men. Let's see if there's anything here. I got a couple of other ones. I know. We did the train show. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
First time in 20 years. All right. I wasn't on Thanksgiving. Big deal. who cares? That was the first time. He had the Dark Web show. Did I play that already? No. Dark Web show from 2015.
I think I was on that.
Someone
one.
Asked about that. Let's see. Remember send requests. That's a classic. Craig Lehner. Let me have Craig Lehner on again. He's a cool guy. Okay, October 25th, 2007, our show on Tigers. Well before everyone was... not the Detroit Tigers, not the baseball team.
This is the first show of the new year. We're just sorting through some old...
Well, because I didn't get to some of these that were requested already from last year. And we're going to... That was one was asking. We did the... We did... Oh, we got Death Row. Did we do the Death Row... book from Bill Crawford. We did that one. That was good. We did Rory Flynn. She was on. Of course, I recently saw Rory Flynn is Errol Flynn's daughter. She was recently on one of those segments on TCM where she talked about her father. She was on this show first a long time ago when she did her book. Okay. I don't know. I got more here that people have asked for. And we're going to do some of those as soon as we get a chance. 9/11. 08, Chris Costello. We haven't had, her in this. Veronica. Oh, I'd love to get Veronica on the show. I love her. She's a great kid. The Time Capsule Show.
So no one has asked about the Chuckle Hut show. Chuckle Hut episode.
Well, they bombarded information looking for the telephone number. Okay. I think, tons of things are going to come up. As we, there's David. David Pomerantz. Boy, I gotta do that. So many stories I have to tell. And I will not, does anybody know the name? Did I say that name? Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know
David Pomerantz. And we did this.
Attention.
We started
apparently
this.
We're going to war with Iran.
We have started so many, as we speak.
Yeah.
We're going, we'll get to that later.
This just in.
There are, so many things, things that we'd start and, we never truly finish or we don't continue because we come up with so many new things, as we go. And a while, somewhere in the middle of last year, we started to, I was talking about words and how newscasters make up words now and they take suffixes and, and I did a whole show on the word, on the misuse of the word legendary, which was a great show. And I thank you very much for all the, applause for that show. A lot of applause for that show. But we also started to make up our own words since they said, well, why can't we make up words? Okay. And we had the Cotolo Chronicles. What was it called? It was the Cotolo Chronicles. The Cochran vocabulary. We started the Cochran and then we never, here's some of the things we came up with right off. Giantific. That's something is giantific. It's big, studied. It's huge, and it's studied. Okay.
Okay.
It's giantific.
I like that.
They did a giantific on this thing. Knackers, KNACKORS. Knackers is a group of people who have a natural ability to do something.
Oh yeah.
We call them that. Knackers. They have a knack. Yeah, because they have a knack. They're knackers.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks. I'm glad he got that one knack. A lot of zoomers and boomers and groomers don't know that one.
Listen carefully, though.
Ray's a real knacker for explaining things.
And, of course, we added ING. We said you can go chronicling. There's not kind of a word. Chronicling means to chronicle. So if you chronicle, someone who chronicles is chronicling. Okay, that's what they're doing.
Okay.
What is all of? Allah. Allah. Allah's all of? I don't know that one there. How about this? Pisada. Pisada. Pisada is piece of the whatever. I got a pisada of a tire. I got a pisada, a piece of, piece of, piece of, piece of, piece of.
Okay.
That's it. Piece of the. Piece of the. So it's like, let me have a piece of the, a piece of the pie.
Yeah, I feel like people say that already pisada. Without knowing.
Well, now it's a real word. Piece of the.
Now it's a real word.
It's a real word. We made it a real word. Pisada. You can say now pisada. Instead of saying piece of the, you can say pisada. You can do that. Symbology. A study of symbols. Right? Symbology. They could be drum symbols or regular symbols. Okay, we've got more here too. If you replenish your precious bodily fluids, you're fluiding. You're fluiding. So the doctors say like, well, I want to do a lot of fluiding. Is that right? Do a lot of fluiding because you're definitely going to get dehydrated, which is all very, smittle. Something that's very small in the middle. It's a smittle. Hey, is that smittle of your leg? Yeah. There's a pimple. I got a pimple. Where? In the smittle of my leg. They, it's small, you know, it's small. You can't have like a big thing. It's not a smittle. It's smittle. Okay. It's small and in the middle. That's a good
not
one
to
too.
Be confused with smitty.
Ear cans. Ear cans, instead of making earbuds as earbuds, but.
They're called headphones?
Yeah, because they used to.
Ear cans?
Because we used to call them they were called cans, headphones. What happened?
Ray's left. Can you get me water?
Earphones that are earplugs are also called, we make them ear cans. Oh, you got another set of ear cans for me so I can hear? Because we used to call them cans.
Another set of ear cans?
You know, you're in a studio, right? You'd be like, there's such a thing anymore. Or you're in a studio
now.
Yeah, right. I have ear cans.
And you only have one pair of ear cans.
I have one pair of ear cans. Okay?
I can't hear shit.
Oh, you can. Just listen. You were talking a lot today. Okay. Webbers. Two Bs. Webbers. People who use the web for criminal purposes are Webbers. Wait, there's a great word. It's like, what are you doing on the web? Oh, I find numbers on credit cards. Oh, is that what you do? Oh, you're a Web. I'm a Webber. I'm a Webber. A Webber is a bad. That's a bad name, Webber. Betcha. Of course, we know that. If you bet somebody, betcha. Just make it one word. Betcha. Betcha. Okay. Betcha. Betcha. I'll be there at 2 o'clock.
Like you betcha.
You won't be there. Yeah, who says that? Who makes it
people
a real
say,
word?
You betcha.
Not you betcha. You just betcha. Betcha. Okay. Betcha. Betcha. You say it like it's a word. Okay. Betcha. Here's one good one. A Webber. This is a spinoff. A Webber, who's someone who does criminal things via the web, uses the web to do criminal things, right? When he's doing that, he's webucating. Because the word has to have forms. You go, he's webucating. You're a webucate. I'm a Webber, and so I webucate.
Yeah, I'm a Webber. I webucate.
I webucate.
I have business cards.
Any more? Misinformer? So, misinformer.
That's not
There's
a word
no
already?
No. Oh. No. There are a lot of words you use that aren't words. People don't, you know, they do it. A misinformer is somebody who pontificates falsehoods. Now, in this day and age, you know there's a bunch. Do you really pontificate? Yes. I'm a misinformer.
Did we say this one?
Yeah, we said pisada.
Now, since we're talking about lists, right?
Yeah, go.
We did this list. We did the list of the fake comedy clubs. Right. Which, by the way, February, I'll be at Smiles Incorporated. Thanks.
Smiles Incorporated.
Remember you did a list. I wasn't on this show,
uh-huh.
I think I'd already moved. But you and both Ray and Jack did it. A list of
It's So Hot.
Oh, God.
Did we do that? I don't remember that.
You don't remember It's So Hot.
That? We did that?
He knows. Yeah. Do you have it?
I don't have the list. The only one, I only remember the best one.
So then, it's there.
He doesn't remember.
No, I don't
remember. You don't remember.
You can find it on CatoloChronicles.blogspot.
You don't remember the joke where we were, it's so hot that the local weatherman died.
Yeah, that was, we did jokes. Yeah, I remember the joke we did.
Well, that's what I'm asking. You got a whole list of them.
Yeah, it's so hot that Mexico canceled hat dancing.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
It's so hot, Egypt took the day off.
Right? I'm looking through these, and I gotta clean out this stupid thing. I don't look at this stuff here. Millennials?
Actually, do I have
more?
I don't think I have those. No,
you have it?
They wouldn't be in that notebook.
Did you take a picture of them?
I don't know what some of this is going on here. I don't know what some of this stuff is now that we're looking through this. Here's the original words to, my original words to the, what's his name? Not the thin man. What's wrong? The third man. I am the third man. April 21st, 2010. Out of Africa. That was a good joke. Remember that joke?
Out of Africa.
It was a movie with, right?
What a great joke.
Someone called me. No, here's the joke. Someone called me. I was watching, Robert Redford and Meryl Streep.
Did you see what he did?
No.
Trash on your floor.
I threw that over when...
That was not me. Okay. Excuse me, sorry. I am a guest.
I didn't mean to hurt you, sorry.
And someone called and said, what are you watching? I said, yeah, can I call you back? I'm watching this movie.
Out of Africa.
Yeah. And they said, oh, really? Why are you watching that? I said, because I need more Africa.
Yeah, saw that joke. I saw that one coming.
See?
There you go.
Now, some people would... You got to think that thing first. Do you have to think that one for a second?
People don't like thinking jokes anymore. No. Remember, you know what joke I just told somebody? I just told somebody because it popped into my head.
Hey, you know you're unpopular. You know you're unpopular. When you ask somebody, no, you're not. You know you're ugly. Here's one. How about this one here?
All right.
Jokes just coming, you know.
Let's get to it.
You know you're ugly when you're on the net and you ask, or wherever you are, on your phone or whatever, and you tell somebody, hey, you want to do FaceTime? And they go, oh, please, anything but that. You know you're ugly. Get it?
Okay. I remember when you just, are you leaving?
No, I'm just cold.
I remember when you sent me
we
one.
We keep it cold here.
Through Facebook Messenger. Hey.
What?
I just discovered the porn version of the band Dixie Chicks. Chicks Eat Dicks.
Chicks Eat Dicks. Oh, yeah, chicks. That was a Chicks Eat Dicks.
I thought it was Chicks with Dicks. No, that's a different joke.
That wouldn't be fun. It's a different joke. That don't matter. Oh, no.
But no, here's the one I found in my email.
I wrote that one for Alana.
Oh, then maybe she told it to me.
And she hates me now. She does. I don't know what I said something. I wrote something. She got really pissed. And then that was it. And I went, I don't think that was so bad. So, okay. And never talked to me again. I don't even remember what happened, but I went like, yeah, boss. I don't like to waste my time if people don't like me. Just go away. Go ahead. What?
The one I found in my emails when I was scrolling through was that I just told somebody the other day was the bit you sent me about the gingerbread man.
Oh yeah. That was okay. The gingerbread. That was a good one. You're supposed to read that from a book. Now you even have a prop.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one to read.
Like a prop,
Well, you don't need it, but I just want to read it.
Well, otherwise.
Geez, I've already done that. I've done this. I don't know why I decided to look for this anyway. Tell us some other stuff we should know. What's hot in Hollywood these days? Give us some pop culture news. Yeah, come on. You know, what's pop culture news? Where are people going? What club is great? What are they drinking? What do people like to eat? Give us some stuff.
The wrong person.
Why?
You don't go to the club.
You don't do anything. Well, what you must read about
comedy club.
What happens and what's going on or who says what? Come on.
I know a lot of people are fans of The Abbey in West Hollywood, which is a gay club.
The Abbey?
Yeah.
So now they're they own the open gay clubs now. We had the Queen Mary is that still there?
It's gotta be.
Sherman Oaks?
Oh, maybe. That's right by where I live.
That goes back to, that was the only one.
The only gay club.
Pretty much. Well, it was a gay club, but it was also, you know, a cross-dressing club. You know, it was one of the first LGBTQ clubs.
Well, now that's all of West Hollywood.
Okay, all of, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, West Hollywood had some gay clubs too, but the Queen Mary was a, like a landmark. That's not there. Okay, go ahead. What else is cool?
My favorite brunch spot in the Valley is Nat's Early Bite.
Nat's Early Bite? Is Nat's still there?
Just Nat's.
Is Nate still there in the Kosher Canyon? They still call it Kosher Canyon.
Where is that?
Oh, you're kidding. You don't know that?
No, where is that?
Nate's have you ever gone to Nate's Delicatessen? They're still there.
I've been to several delicatessens, but not Nate's.
Not Nate's.
I've
it's down.
Green Blatt's.
Well, I gotta think
I've
of
been
the
to
street.
Cantor's.
Cantor's. Well, Cantor's is, Cantor. Oh yeah, right. Nate's is in Beverly Hills. Cantor's is in Kosher Canyon, they used to call it.
Kosher?
Yeah, the CBS building is over there. And Cantor's is, yeah, they, cause it's very Jewish. And it's openly Jewish, and they have, I mean, they actually have,
are there places that are like,
place you go?
Closeted Jewish?
Well, no, the places where you go for, you know, you get your tabernacles, and I don't know what they're called.
Your
you
choirs,
go,
yeah.
You buy your Jewish stuff, and they have Jewish, and it's Jewish. And they have Cantor's, and let's face it, you don't get.
Oh, I've been to Cantor's,
oh,
but
man,
I didn't know it was called.
That matzo ball soup, nothing like it, man.
I've been to Jerry's.
Jerry, and you don't know Nate's? Nate Nails.
I don't know. No.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, that's Beverly Hills. That's too much for you.
Maybe.
I think it's
my
Nate Nails.
Who's listening knows.
Does he know Nate Nails or is it just Nate's? Or I think it was Nate Nails. All right, what else happened?
If you're listening and you know Nate Nails.
What? Come on. What else
in.
Has happened?
I don't. I'm not up on it. I go do my comedy shows. I work in television, and then I come home and I write, and I go do comedy shows. I don't know all the cool spots.
Oh, all right. So we got them.
I just
them.
Don't.
The oh!
Uncoolest.
There's a great little hole in work. The there's a great hole in the wall place in Pasadena.
Yeah.
Called Pie and Burger, which I really like.
Man.
Pie and Burger.
I know. It's it's like you're like the uncoolest person. You don't know what's happening. Do they still have
LA? Hey, you know you're uncool if somebody says, "Want a FaceTime?" Anything but that.
That's a good joke. What about? Wow.
No, I'm very uncool, actually.
Nobody's into stuff, huh?
I just don't go out to the clubs and things.
Do you know I did a show? When was this? 8/23. That was last year. I found since this show is on live. In many time zones, because it's different, right? I did an opening for many time zones, and this show must be good. It was 8/23. Maybe I'll play this again sometime. So in other words, in Afghanistan, in Kabul, is it Kabul or Kabul?
Kabul. Istanbul?
Kabul?
It's Kabul.
It went, in Kabul, we go on at 5:30 a.m. live, right? So, so I did a introduction. You know, custom.
The next day.
I did a custom for everyone who picks us up live in their time zone. I did Copenhagen, 3 a.m. Tokyo. Of course, we know that we hope we still have our, that's where our first fan club came from.
Tokyo.
Yokohama. We did Tokyo. Nuke Greenland. There's a thing. Hey, no, don't nuke. Huh. New Delhi, India.
Running for president, nuke Greenland.
We did Bangkok, Shanghai, and we did Zambia. That's a good show, 8/23. I could play some of those things, but I have to find the show. Okay, Comic Relief. We did a show in 2010, all about Comic Relief. You know, I told you to go look at it, and here I am telling you what we have. But anyway, that's it. March 20th, okay. Okay, 2008. And some other people. We gotta get Brock back on. Brock hasn't been
Brock
on.
Brock LaRob.
Yeah, he hasn't been on in ages. You gotta get Brock LaRob on. You know, he's not getting any younger either. That's just me for all of us. We had Shelley Cohen on. Shelley Cohen. I had to use a phone. Wow. Cause the Skype was busted. Oh, he didn't have Skype. And he wouldn't get it. Shelley Cohen was a musical director on The Tonight Show for years. Well, all the time that Johnny Carson was there. Cool guy. He's a Jewish fellow who turned Catholic. He went, you don't get a lot of those going on. And then we're going to have the Three Amigos on again if we can get Tom Martin back. Tom Savino will eventually be on Mick, and I think that's all
Tom
we have
says,
for now.
Yeah, but what Tom said he wasn't coming back to radio.
Well, he'd come back as a guest.
You know? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff that has been happening. We don't have to do this anymore. I mean, we could end at any time now because we can go longer or we can go shorter. So, we don't want to keep anyone from what they have to do, which I'm nowhere near, not you guys, but nowhere near, probably as important as listening to us, go about here the first of the year. Not the first of the year. It's the 2020 first show of the year.
It's the second. It's only the second.
It's only the second, but it's the first show of the year.
But if you're listening in Timbuktu, it's
yes,
still
exactly. It's still tomorrow. Or it goes that. Oh yeah, going backwards. I don't know what happens backwards. I don't know. Ray's disappeared. He's not going to find a fall asleep.
I'm just making sure I have a valid excuse to not get drafted.
Have you done? Oh, you know, wow. I saw a commercial the other day. Huh. And have you signed up? Did you do the thing?
You're forced to.
You're forced? Yeah, they did what in school they make you do it? Okay. I was just wondering because they said you have to.
Just another reason not to
write
to go
down
to school. Yeah.
You have to write. You have to. That was not always. When did that become law again? For people to do that. Cause for a while you didn't have to unless there was a draft.
You'd be required to
then they'd
sign
find
up.
You, yeah.
And until you're like, what, 25?
I don't know.
I don't remember doing that in school.
Well, that's why there's pictures of you at the post office. Okay.
Employee of the month.
And I don't mean on a stamp. Nobody does rim shots anymore, do they?
Nope. No.
Not even there. Huh?
I wish.
The Death of Rim Shots by Frank Attola.
That's a good one.
The Death of Rim Shots.
What are we talking about exactly?
I know. I could just make books. Man. I stopped
we
writing them
down.
That. I stopped
of
showing
all the book titles.
A lot of them down. We did.
Half of this show has just been talking about shows that have already happened.
That's well, true. Next time I'll have interesting guests. And then maybe.
The most uncool person from California.
Yeah,
your son.
You've only come back, once. You only come here once a year, so I shouldn't say
and
that.
And I guilt you into letting me do the show again.
Nice.
Remember when I used to be co-host every week?
You notice I don't know if I mentioned any of those shows, did I? Because you were here for you don't remember.
All your fan base is tuned out for that 2 year period.
No, we had guests and stuff when you were on. We had
Adam Lipstick and
some other the guys that you knew. Well, we had Alana on when we had one. We had
Alana. We had Hannah. We had
Adam. Who else did we have on? Who is the one? Is Hannah the one who was in the movie with Kevin?
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, that was her. Yeah. Who else? We had that. We had another guy. We had the guy who loved, the guy who went into comedy because of Adam.
Oh, Barry Rothbart.
Yeah. Well, how is he?
He's still doing comedy. I've done some shows with Barry.
Yeah, he's still around doing that.
He's
stuff?
Still around. Most recently, I saw Barry in that new Jim Carrey show on Showtime.
Oh,
kidding.
Yeah.
I watched the first series on the first season.
He's like one of the workers on the
show. Really having a problem to going beyond one season with a lot of these shows. They just don't seem
to. You said you really liked, we were talking on the phone and you said you really liked.
Which one did I really like? Oh, I liked Catastrophe.
Oh, Catastrophe.
Oh,
yeah, the Rob Delaney
Catastrophe
show.
Was really.
Oh, I like Rob Delaney.
Oh, that was really good. That's two good seasons one. And they knew.
I thought it was three seasons.
3 seasons and they
three
really
series.
Knew how to end it. I mean, they ended it as if they knew. Because no one has told me that yet. You know, when do they pick these things up again? Because of the way you have to tell the story, and they always want to leave something so that you'll come back, right? Mm-hmm. So, so a lot of shows just die without it telling the rest of their story because they don't, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to the old days where every episode was its own story.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. So now the way they tell stories, but Catastrophe is, that was wonderful. That was wonderful.
That's on Hulu.
What else did
it's
I tell?
It's on Amazon. Oh, Amazon.
But I've already seen it. It's not coming back.
You know what
back.
Else is on Amazon?
Clickbait. Or clickbait.
If you type in clickbait, scroll down to the bottom, go past the one.
If you're shopping for hammers.
You have to scroll past the one from 2013. Major League pops up for some reason.
You know, we've been,
she's out of your league right after that.
Since the beginning of this show, encapsulated. I don't think that's the word. We never made it into a capsule. We created the metaphor of the Hallelujah Trail and our version, the digital generation's version of the Hallelujah Trail. And it's true. Everything we started, that was on like the very first shows, and we created that, showing how everybody has to, you know, go along with the changes that are going to happen. And we said this before, you had your stupid watches that tell you to stand up and things. Before there were phones, before there were like real phone, you know, these kind of phones, sure, smartphones and stuff. And then going down the Hallelujah Trail, we said a lot of businesses are going to go out of business because things are going to go digital. We made a lot of predictions that were true. Okay. But the thing we couldn't do was make money off of it with our product that nobody wanted to back us doing. And that was the Hallelujah Trail mix, which we thought would be great to have, you know, listen to the show and we could constantly do commercials. Hallelujah Trail mix. And nobody stepped up to the plate for that. So a lot of things went wrong. We've continued to do this show, regardless of the fact that nobody's given us anything to do it because it was our, because we were the land breakers. We were the mind busters. We were the,
nothing else to talk about.
We were the blockbuster. Okay. I get into that too much these days, but the Hallelujah Trail is true, and of course, you must wake up.
Because, well, you know, we can talk about that later, but the Hallelujah Trail is true.
Go.
It's true.
There really is a Hallelujah Trail.
This is the Three Musketeers.
You know. Let's do a couple of minutes on the new year in terms of what we're going to see. Maybe we'll make predictions. Yeah, on the new decade. Hey, you know.
What do you want
you're gonna knock out a wire here.
Do you have to lean?
Okay, that's very good. All my guests get. You thought I was stuttering? Yeah. I don't do that. Let's talk about the new decade and devices and things about the Hallelujah Trail. What will we have to acclimate and, learn to live with, in this world now and that is controlled by zeros and ones? You got any predictions or things you've heard about or anything, either of you?
Go ahead, Ray.
Is Israel going to be a country?
Okay. Digital countries? Are you saying that we're gonna have digital?
I thought we were going beyond digital and just like talking like geopolitics or the world. Oh, we're going purely digital.
I'm saying,
sorry, Israel.
In our regular lives, we've had to adjust to everything.
I heard they're working on drone deliveries for Amazon.
They've been doing that for years.
Yeah, so those will just.
You think they'll come through?
Your packages will just be dropped off by a drone. From like their fulfillment,
which of course will put millions of people out of business.
Let's look at the drone. How else is the drone going to go commercial? How is the drone going to become as a household thing? Like
you remember dogs?
Yeah,
we're getting rid of them.
Get dogs.
Pet drones.
You know they have those robot dogs.
They do have robot dogs.
Yeah, from Boston Dynamics.
Really? That's who makes them? What about how drones? How would you know, I was at Ollie's, this discount store.
Yeah.
They have an entire aisle of drones. So in other words, now there are discount drones already. All right?
Yeah.
So why? I mean, I don't know how sophisticated are these things, and why would we get one?
Why would you?
A drone.
Some people like flying them around,
That's a toy.
As a toy.
But what?
To view.
All these things started as, you know, entertainment pastimes and things, okay? But how is this going to work?
Entertainment is using drones.
Into
by
our
the way.
Lives. Wow.
Drones are heavily used in filmmaking.
Yes,
now.
They are.
Yeah, but why don't make films? How's a normal Joe? How do you think? And anybody have any ideas?
We do it for fun.
If your roof is leaking, instead of getting a guy to get up on the roof, you just fly your drone up there.
Want a practical use?
That's what I was getting at. I didn't use the word practical. I thought I was being very clear. But the average person.
Apparently, I have a hard time.
Yeah. How does the average person need a drone? Like, well, it's time for me to get a drone. Look,
nobody needs a drone.
Well, nobody needed phones that you could look at the internet anywhere you go either. But now they got them. It's part of your life. What about drones? It gets completely quiet.
That's the new sequel that Bill Murray will be in. What About Drones?
Why Bill Murray?
It's the sequel to What About Bob?
What?
Man, that's really cherry picking.
Another prediction. This decade of 2020, this decade, blood obsolete. No more blood. We're going to a whole different
substance.
What does
that have to do with drones?
It has nothing to do with drones. Okay. We're going to a cult.
Artificial blood?
We're leaving the blood market entirely.
In the next 20 years?
In the next 20 years.
There will be substitute blood.
Blood substitutes.
Okay. You don't laugh at that. You were probably laughing at goddamn beats.
In 2020.
They tell you to stand up.
What about, here's the thing for drones. Okay, so a big old schmo like me has to get out and go mow a lawn analog or with some sort of machine. There will be drones that you could just fly over your lawn. Like a Roomba for grass.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. If there was some kind of, what do they do, shoot rays or something down? How do they do it?
It'll be a little propeller.
Just an automatic.
And they have blades on them.
Yeah.
And they do have blades.
And it cuts the grass.
Over the weekend, I watched a little bit of the drone races. They have professional
drone races.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, they have.
People bet on it.
They have entire places, where hundreds of people come and watch the drones going crazy. So that's for sport.
People go and watch it?
Yeah, people watch. Yeah.
We'll finally get to
LA's
put our
really
robot soldiers
behind
teams.
On this one, huh? Yeah.
not all of LA, just me, the most uncool person from LA.
And there are all these young
from LA.
Young Zoomers who say incredible, talk a whole different language. Well, that's a good one. The household or lawn care?
Automatic,
that's a
lawnmower.
Somebody hears that now and starts inventing it, you're going to be pissed because
this is the decade where we'll have really no reason.
Yeah, come on, tell us more.
This is going to be the decade where we really no longer have to leave the house. Everything will become much more on demand than it somehow already is.
Because
already you have your groceries delivered to you. There are companies that send you meals that you can cook at your house.
Yeah,
designed by expert chefs.
Oh, pre-packaged for each day of the week.
Being delivered,
and they have like letters on them to tell you what day it is.
Nobody listening saw that.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, so people like what they think they're gonna eat. Monday and Wednesday. I ordered Tuesday and they turn
Monday and Wednesday. Wednesday is the other problem because if you open your Monday package upside down, you're eating Wednesday's meal. They say nothing for Wednesday.
Monday and Wednesday, you go, oh wow, with every new technology. Every new technology, there's these negatives to it. you're probably right.
What's
though.
What's wrong, Bill? Turns out we gotta add more letters, Fred.
I'll do it after I've droned my lawn. And this will change labs too. He says, you want a real blood test or an artificial blood test? What do you want to take? An artificial blood test or a real blood test?
Yeah.
Cause artificial blood would do the same thing. Well, that's really going. I should start writing science fiction. And you should start writing it and then throw it out because put it out there because that's.
Write it, then throw it out, then
how
start from
can
scratch.
Anyone write science fiction these days? Think about it.
I just saw.
What is there possibly you could come up with?
Cavemen.
Time travel?
I just saw now.
What?
This one called Another Earth, which was really good.
Why? What is it, Another Earth? A place where there are also humans?
Is it a climate change?
It was
thing?
Using the other. It was science fiction E, but it was using the. There was a replica Earth that they found in the solar system. With a mirror image of everybody.
Oh, that's Superman. That's Superman was in Superman comics. That's where Mr. Mixapolix came from. Remember the, what was the name of that place?
Did he drone his lawn?
It was a mirror image of Earth. That was Superman. Okay. I mean, there was a Superman.
Well, this one was a metaphor for the Leeds depression.
Well, then we know where they got it.
The Leeds? the lead actor. The lead character.
What?
Almost there. Get up and move. Says my watch.
You know, they're right, because we're gonna stop here, and we're not gonna
have... We still have 10 minutes.
No, we have more than 10 minutes, if we want, but...
But you said we didn't!
No,
where are you
going? I didn't pretty much want to.
We still have 10 minutes!
He actually gets up to squeeze the little thing in.
It was an effort, too. Did you see how he had to get up?
We don't have to. We can close here, because...
Whoa!
That's why I wanted to say anything.
Should we went to the hospital?
And it turns out that Ray won this round because he came up with stuff. You came up with absolutely nothing because you go.
Hold up.
You have to wait 5.
He came up with the Roomba mower.
Yeah, right?
I said.
Artificial blood to ruin them. You said, what did you say?
Drones delivering your packages.
Yeah, you said drones.
In the works.
Yeah. That's already been in the works. No one's talking about blood substitutes.
They do that now,
too. They keep that private.
Did they deliver blood substitutes? How did it come together there?
It's private. As someone who worked in VR for a brief period of time,
yeah.
I think they're trying to do like what you jokingly mentioned earlier, like glasses where you can.
I thought that like
stuff.
Bombed out.
Oh, Microsoft had something like that. They had like an augmented reality.
Didn't that bomb
headset.
Out? The you're putting well, stuff just, on glasses.
Yeah,
on
they're still working on it. If even.
Because when they, I mean, because people will wear them while they drive. This is ridiculous, you know. I mean, what can they do?
Well, I need my glasses when I drive.
Don't VR and drive.
Wait, how about this one, you know, the non-person driven, self-driven cars. You think that's going to catch on?
Well, they're already hitting the market.
They're already starting.
Right? You think that's going to be, you know. Maybe?
Don't VR and drive. There's my friend at work.
I just said that.
I know. And then I was spinning off of it now.
Oh, okay.
You reminded me.
What do I have to have? Copyright forms here? You guys gonna fight?
My friend from work was like, because we were talking, and I was like, oh, did you watch whatever movie? And he's like, I'm watching it on my way into work. I was like, what? He drives a BMW, and it has a DVD player in it that you can put into DVD and watch it.
While you drive? No, he has
somebody.
You're
not supposed to be able to watch it while you drive, but he hacked into the wiring and overrided it so you can watch it while you drive. So he's just driving around watching movies. Super dangerous.
That is so, yeah.
Super dangerous.
Don't you get a big ticket if you're texting, if they catch you phones?
How do they catch you movieing and driving?
Yeah, I don't know if they'd catch
you. You crash, I guess.
that's
watching Crash.
Yeah, he was watching Crash, man.
You watch Crash, yeah.
Yeah.
How ironic. Like,
is the world.
Getting into
is,
an accident.
Is the world
the
today.
Oh.
Tertiary. Third base. Okay. We take it full side because nobody knows what we were talking about. Okay, well, there's a lot of good stuff there, too. So, Jeremy, you think you'll be back here next year if everything's okay? You're gonna have a good, expect him, what's the best?
If everything's not okay, I'll be back sooner.
Okay. How about, what's the best possible thing you think could happen to you, aside from good health and you've obvious, this year? You have a goal or something you want to do that you think would be the best thing possible?
Yeah.
The return of and I don't mean return
the
of clickbait. Son of clickbait. I mean, give us something.
If that happened, that'd be good. Yeah. That would mean I sold another script.
The clickbait series, right? Revenge of clickbait. Go ahead.
Well, just that. Selling another script and or...
Clickbait does Dallas. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Clickbait too. Extra baity.
You can have a cameo by Warren Beatty. Go ahead, what?
Ray was not pleased by that one.
It wasn't funny.
No.
Oh.
I go to Ray for everything that I find out.
Ray, was that funny?
Actually, I do in a way because sometimes, you know, he doesn't get some things and I don't get some of his jokes because we are generations apart. Sure. That's how I wind up to be his father and he winds up to be my son. Generations.
And he also just thinks, I won't laugh at anything that's not pee-pee-poo-poo. It's not my fault that pee-pee-poo-poo is hilarious.
Zoomers.
Do you have any pee-pee-poo-poo
with
material?
The language.
Zoomers?
Zoomers on the language.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
That's what he's calling.
Zoom, no, that's
on
what they're
e-cast.
Called.
On this
e-cast.
The e-cast.
is that it's just amazing what has happened to the language and everything. But anyway, we're gonna roll off here too, because somebody's got
to. I would like to finally sell
Jeremy, who's a successful. Jeremy has written a movie that's on Prime. Okay, he's written a movie. It's on Prime, and someone's gonna drive him home. So, yeah, go figure
that's
this.
How successful
goes,
I am.
It goes to show you.
I'm so successful.
The same people you meet on the way up, you meet on the way down, is it?
Let's just recap. I'm so okay. successful.
Go ahead. Yeah.
That I'm paid in drink tickets for my comedy shows.
Okay, right.
My movie's available for free on the internet. And I need to get a ride home.
They're going to start a new category. Subprime. Or primal, anyway, I don't know, I think,
we won. In the new year, I would like to...
Go ahead, what? Quick.
I would like to do more, comedy shows, preferably at the Improv, which is in the works. Mm-hmm. I would like to finally sell, TV series, The Return of Turk Bahrain.
Ah, good old Turk Bahrain.
Good old Turk Bahrain. I would like to make progress in my next feature, which I'm working on.
Okay.
And
Do you have final draft?
I do have final. Yeah. He says earlier, we discovered this amazing application.
No, I said final Ray found this.
I knew about it. Yeah. I just spent $130.
I just had no idea. Yeah. Well, but he got a college discount, though.
Oh, nice.
I could have gotten an extra $50 off if I didn't wait. It was $80. Can you believe that?
Oh, wait a second. You didn't?
No.
You bought full price?
I paid half price.
Oh, okay.
Full price is what this dope paid. I paid...
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got it when you were in school?
Uh-oh. I think I know what happened. You were a Weber. You were Webbering.
I was a Webbering. I refuse.
All right. Ray, we know what's going to happen to you. So we're not going to ask you anything.
What else? Happy,
what,
healthy,
more?
Happy.
Yeah, that, I said besides from all that. It's not kind of professionally. You just want to do more comedy shows.
You want to do LA stuff.
I'm already doing comedy shows.
I mean,
comedy shows, yes. Also.
Well, I mean, with people there.
I'd like to do shows with an audience. What else can I have?
It's great.
These
are people who know comedy. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we wish you the best. They're doing that. And you could be on once in a while on Skype if you want to be on. We know that's the only time you actually listen to the show. So at least.
I can't listen and be on at the same time.
Say hello to Fred for us and anybody else you know out there who wants to
be on.
Anybody, I don't know. I'll get in touch with anyone you know who wants to be on the show or what have you. You know, hook me up with some people there.
Okay.
You know, you run into them all the time. You got pictures of every Tom, Dick, and Harry, whoever was in a movie or anything. Ask one of those guys when they stand up, you want to do an e-cast? And they'll go, what's that? I have my own podcast. Then you tell them, well, then French you, okay?
French you!
Puck you! Go do your own podcast. Nobody
has... It's an NG double hockey stick.
Nobody listens to podcasts.
Hey, you want to do an e-cast? How about... You want to come see me do a show at Giggles and Gags?
Go to HG double podcast... Double hockey stick. That's it. Go to
that's
HG...
That's
it. Go to HG double hockey stick. Wouldn't that be it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Heimlich maneuver.
You may have looked at me like I was wrong. All right,
well, that's that.
It really comes...
All right, time to stand
up. All right, time to stand up.
Someone call an Uber. Well, the show is Uber, that's for sure. Thank you, Ray and...
The show is Uber
now. That takes care of that deal. We'll be back whenever we're back. But hang in there and go buy books. You know, get to Jeremy, everybody go Google Jeremy Long and get stuff from him. He's got all sorts of sites and everything anyway. And RayCotolo.com, there's some good junk on there too. We got junk everywhere.
Yeah,
he's got a website.
I'm not verified yet.
In the meantime, in between time, thank you, Mrs. Ernstwhile, for wherever the heck you are tonight. I got to figure you're at Giggles. She ate at, where did she?
Smiles Incorporated.
No, she ate at the Choking Factory. No, she went to Chokers.
The Heimlich Maneuver.
She ate at the Heimlich Maneuver and went over to Chokers for a laugh. look for it all. If you have any good jokes, call in, write in, fcontrolyahoo.com, go buy the books.
If you happen to be listening in the Los Angeles area,
yeah.
January 22nd, I'll be headlining at the Federal Bar in North Hollywood.
The Federal Bar, that's just about 8 or 9 days before you should get your W-2s, because it's almost all over. So it's a special.
So before tax season comes around, come out for a laugh.
Hey, how about tech? I'll be taxing my patients, your patients this year. All right, we're going. You know why? Why are we going? Because we have nothing more to say.